he can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. Now, just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the sons of the pioneers. Looks like the boys are getting ready for chow over there. Let's listen in.
Well, Shug, what's for supper?
Hi, fellas, hi. What's for supper?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. I like you boys. I like you fine. I've decided to fix for you a great big old pan of round, brown, hot, crunchy, mellow biscuits.
Biscuits? Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Why, I've cooked biscuits all of my life.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
I've cooked for the devil and the devil's wife.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
I've cooked for old Paul Bunyan's crew. When I run short of flour, just use glue, but they're all dead, so I'll cook them for you.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue. Biscuits for breakfast, biscuits for dinner, biscuits for supper too. And a biscuit dream most every night. Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Why, I can make biscuits of every kind.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
I make them out of any old thing I find.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Biscuit pudding and biscuit stew, great big biscuits and little ones too, and biscuits you can't even chew.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
When I go to the oven to see if they're done.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Well, I open up the door, then I pull my gun.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Then I fan three shots with a crack, 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 and if the biscuits smile, the slugs bounce back, they're done to a turn. What a tasty snack.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue. Biscuits for breakfast, biscuits for dinner, biscuits for supper too. And a biscuit dream most every night. Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
We're gonna have biscuits every day.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
I'll cook them up ahead and I'll stack them away.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
There were biscuits here and biscuits there. Biscuits crawling through your hair. There'll be biscuits, biscuits everywhere.
Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
Well, how about a nice big juicy steak?
Oh.
With mushroom gravy and a devil's food cake?
Oh.
All the trimmings, guys. Just food galore.
That's
a glass of wine.
Sure.
Maybe three or four.
I like it.
Well, you're gonna get biscuit. Now, don't get sore.
No. Got the biscuit blues.
Sounds like those biscuits would give anyone the blues. But seriously, folks, today I'd like to talk about matches. Lighted matches. Did you ever see the results of carelessness with matches? I did, just a short time back. Someone had tossed a lighted match in the dry leaves and needles near the woods. What I remember most was what was left of a little four-room house that stood at the other edge of the woods. All that was left were some of the metal fixtures, like a bed frame and hot water tank. And there was a little kitten with scorched fur sitting on the charred house beam. Sure gave me an awful feeling. A lot of love and hard work go into the building of any home. Take the fellow who lived in the little old sod shanty. I am looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim, and my victuals are not always of the best, and the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in my little old sod shanty in the west. Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the board roof lets the howling blizzards in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round my little old sod shanty on my claim. Yet I rather like the novelty of living in this way, though my bill of fare is always rather tame. But I'm happy as a clam on this land of Uncle Sam, in my little old sod shanty on my claim.
Well, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the board roof lets the howling blizzards in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass, round my little old sod shanty on my claim. Round my little old sod shanty on my claim. Round my little old sod shanty on my claim.
Now, we were talking about matches and how when folks are careless with them, they can start a roaring forest fire. I guess you've heard Smokey Bear say, break your matches in two. This is a very simple, though mighty important, rule for preventing forest fires. Do you know what's back of it? The idea, of course, is that when you break a match into two pieces, or in the case of a book match, you bend it in two, you're going to be pretty sure that the match is out. Otherwise, you'll burn yourself. Would you look at Lloyd Pearman over there? Why that frown, fella?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking. Now, you take the average man, all he wants, really, is the opportunity to work, to be healthy and happy. Doesn't matter who he is, whether he's a lumberjack, a factory worker, a cowboy like the one we're going to be singing about in a minute. The point is that if it was up to the good Lord above, every man would stay happy and glad. He doesn't, of course, and who's the bird that makes him sad? His fellow man, usually. I'm thinking about a real good friend of mine. He had a little ranch that took him years to build up. Well, just a while back, somebody carelessly flipped a lighted match in the dry grass near my friend's place. Well, that little splinter of burning wood all but wiped him out. Now, he's building up again, but what a senseless and cruel waste. I hope heaven makes him glad again, like in this song.
I met a cowboy down the trail just the other day. I still can hear his howdy boy as he passed and rode away. He turned in his saddle, he waved his hand, this carefree sort of a lad. His smile was sent from heaven above, and heaven made him glad. The white clouds sailed before the wind. The grass bows to the touch of him. The hills are where they've always been. Oh, Lord, you made the cowboy happy. The hills are big and grand as you. The skies are always clear and blue. My heart is always smiling too. Oh, Lord, you made the cowboy happy.
I know that someday, somewhere, the trail will surely end. I know that when I get there, this message I will send.
You gave this happy soul to me. These eyes, that beauty I might see. Then like the wind you set me free. Oh Lord, you made the cowboy happy.
Lord, you set the cowboy free.
Yes, sir. I sure hope that things work out all right for Lloyd's friend. It's pretty obvious, isn't it, that fire is no respecter of people, places, or things. A lighted match, carelessly or thoughtlessly thrown aside, can burn up dry grass and a ranch home as easily, as quickly as it can dry leaves, the woods, and the farm home. I'm reminded of an old saying that goes like this. It takes only one tree to make a million matches. It takes only one match to destroy a million trees.
Here the hush of the redwood trees. Here where the ages pass. Here in the
Redwood Tree. Well, look who's coming up the trail now. Our popular candidate. The people's choice for support this year and every year. Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. I'd like to ask you a question or two. Would you toss a lighted match down on the rug in your living room? Would you throw it into that pile of papers you got stacked in the basement or garage? Of course you wouldn't. Please remember that next time you're out driving or out fishing or hunting. Please be careful with your matches, indoors and outdoors. Remember, a match has a head but no brains. So use your head, will you?
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and this station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the sons of the pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest, woods, and range fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey.